She's Rachel Platten. It's Fight Song at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach East, and this is Music News, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community. Live without limits. Dr. Anthony Fauci says he thinks that everyone would smarten up and practice COVID-19 protocols, and if that happened, we could then see theaters and other live entertainment venues reopening sometime in the fall of 2021. He says if everything goes right, by the time we get to the early to mid-fall, you can have people feeling safe performing on stage as well as people in the audience. But for this to happen, vaccine distribution needs to succeed, theaters need to have good ventilation and proper air filters, and audience members will have to wear masks. Under those circumstances, Fauci says, I think you can then start getting back to almost full capacity of seating. While the concert industry is hopeful for touring to resume this year, many artists have already begun moving their 2021 shows to 2022. A man who's accused of stalking Katy Perry is in even bigger trouble right now after he skipped a court date on Friday. William Terry allegedly hopped a fence in an effort to get into Katy Perry's Beverly Hills home last September and was formally charged with one count of trespassing last Wednesday. TMZ reports that the 38-year-old was supposed to show up for an arraignment on Friday but failed to appear, so a judge issued a warrant for his arrest. Terry has spent months sending lewd and threatening messages to Katy and Orlando Bloom, so a court issued a restraining order keeping him from contacting either of them in any way. And for those of you who are fans of the Netflix show Ozark, Julia Garner, aka Ruth Langmore, will be playing Madonna in a new movie about the pop star's life. And that is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning show at 98.3 The Coast.